Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. One of the dangers of eating animal foods from animals raised in confinement facilities is the risk of developing antibiotic-resistant bacterial infections. It's estimated that about 80% of the antibiotics manufactured in the United States are injected into farm animals, which means that if you are consuming animal foods that are not organic, you're taking in some antibiotic orally every single day that you do it. According to a recent report issued by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, this past spring, 3,000 people in 16 European countries were diagnosed with E. coli infection. Many more cases most likely occurred but were not reported because some of the symptoms, which include cramps and diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting, also are associated with flu, so some people may not have known that they had E. coli. The problem with this is that this particular strain of E. coli is resistant to most commonly used antibiotics. One of the rare side effects of contracting this infection includes hemolytic uremic syndrome, a type of kidney failure that can be fatal. And in fact, 852 people in Germany developed this syndrome, and 32 of them died. Unfortunately, the problem is not limited to Europe or this particular outbreak. Six people in the United States developed the deadly kidney condition and one died. And according to PCRM, about 70% of human bacterial infections are resistant to at least one antibiotic or class of antibiotics. An example of how this affects public health in the United States was the Salmonella outbreak that infected 111 people and killed 36 as a result of consuming contaminated ground turkey. More and more people are dying of these infections because they just don't respond to the antibiotics. At this point in time, there are no restrictions on the use of antibiotics in farm animals. The FDA has, in fact, approved more than 50 antibiotics for use in farming. The FDA's only response to this very serious issue has been to issue a statement of voluntary guidance to farmers in which it stated that the risk of antibiotic-resistant infection was a, quote, public health issue of some urgency. It's almost incredible that this is the only thing that they choose to do is issue some lame suggestion that maybe you guys might want to do better, when clearly the people that are involved in these types of farming operations do not care about public health. Nothing's going to change until the FDA changes its rules about the use of antibiotics for other than the treatment of sick animals. But in the meantime, how you can change everything is don't buy this stuff. Number one, it's very risky for you to consume it. And number two, if enough people stop buying it and there's no demand for foods that are raised in confinement facilities, they'll go out of business. So vote with your checkbook, both to protect yourself and to protect others. That's all for now. There will be no message tomorrow or Monday because I will be traveling, so the next time I speak with you will be on Tuesday of next week. Have a great day and a great weekend.